Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. Do appreciate you tuning in, sharing part of your Saturday morning with us, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, since the beginning of the year, we have been talking about the return of Pizza City Fest LA, which, if you are a pizza lover or just a food lover, this is a must-attend event. Eagerly anticipated, the first year was sold out, done in the events deck at LA Live. And it's a lot more than just overstuffing yourself on wonderful pizza. There are a lot of elements that are connected with it. And it's hard to believe it is 2 weeks away. So we wanted to remind everybody to get their tickets now. And it is a pleasure to welcome their founder, Steve Dolinsky, back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. And in addition to being a pizza aficionado who has traveled the world to enjoy artisan pizza, Steve, by profession, is a very serious food journalist. And when I chuckle, the reason I chuckle is he is the recipient of 13 James Beard Foundation Awards for culinary excellence. And he's also written 2 books on pizza, does pizza tours in Chicago. You kind of get the idea. And with that as background, as always, it is a pleasure to welcome Steve Dolinsky back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Steve, good morning. I know you're in LA now, and the excitement has got to be mounting.
Thanks, Andy, for that very kind introduction. Yes, the excitement is mounting. We've been in LA for a couple weeks now, and we are just all about Pizza City Fest. As you said, coming up 20-something, 28th of April at LA Live. We've already sold out of our VIP tickets on Saturday, though. So people should get their general admission tickets before it sells out.
And Steve, we should let our audience know that that is not hype. You limit the attendance for both VIP and regular so people can enjoy the experience. It's not people on top of each other, cheek by jowl. Also, you know, you have the added benefit that obviously the LA Live people, they know what they're doing in terms of event management. There's a rather large arena that they also manage there, as well as a theater that they generally do the Grammys in. So these are professional event people, and it must be wonderful for you to be able to do your part in terms of concept marketing, choosing all the pizzaiolas that will be part of this and doing all the programming, but, you know, leaving a lot of the logistics, which in Chicago or in LA, Steve, as you well know, not easy, to people that do this day in and day out. I mean, great for you.
Yeah, really, the LA Live team makes it so much easier. Carol Chin's our incredible producer. They know what they're doing at this venue. The last year, we had a limit of 10 slices per guest. This year, we're kind of opening up the floodgates. We're going to say, you know what? With your ticket price, you get unlimited drinks, you get unlimited pizza, unlimited sides, desserts. You know, everything is going to be there, so you don't have to worry about getting nickel and dime for the whole time. I don't like going to festivals and having to like shell out more money. So everything's included. As you said, they have this beautiful 45,000 square foot permanent covered tent on their event deck across the way from Crypto.com Arena. And we really, you know, last year we learned quite a bit, and we've added more seating, and we've really thought more about having a great guest experience. And so, yeah, it's going to go really smoothly. And even with the lines, we figured out kind of which places were so much busier, like Apollonia's. We know on Sunday is going to be busy, but we also think Tudo's from Agora Hills is going to be busy. So we're planning accordingly.
Steve, let's talk about the nuts and bolts a bit, if you will. two different days, it's Saturday and Sunday. Talk about the hours, talk about VIP admission, which we can't talk about for Saturday anymore because you're sold out, but there's still the opportunity for Sunday, and how all of that works.
Well, it's essentially a two-day event. It's noon to 5 each day. And by the way, there's more information at PizzaCityFest.com. And the first hour, the noon to 1, is for VIP. That's why I think those tickets go quickly. People want to have the entire grounds to themselves for an hour. And so there's only going to be about 300 people roaming around from noon to 1. But 1 to 5 is general admission. Tickets are $125. And as I said, it's all-inclusive. Each day we have 20 different pizzerias baking live. So we are shipping these electric Marafoni ovens from Maryland across country. We're also shipping two wood-burning ovens from Marafoni. And they're, you know, one of these preferred vendors that a lot of pizzerias in the country work with. And so Francesco Mara is just really all in on this project with us. He's also going to do our ovens in Nashville in October. And so these guys are baking live. So they're not just baking pizzas at their pizzeria and then bringing them in and putting them under a heat lamp. I mean, they're literally stretching dough. We're keeping it in a refrigerated truck during the day. They've got all their toppings in a refrigerator next to their station. They're baking live. They're cutting it right in front of you. So that's kind of a nice thing about this event. Now, it's not just tasting. You are going to have 20 different pizzerias, as I mentioned, to taste. But there's also that educational component. You know, we've got a drop-down tent area, and we're going to have a theater. And we're going to have panels like the Dough Whisperers or How to Rev Up Your Home Pizza Game or Pizza as Art in the Social Media Age, how to kind of improve your social media game with pizza. So it is really some of the leading industry experts. And one great example, Sarah Minnick from Lovely 5050 in Portland, Oregon, just got a nomination from the James Beard Foundation for Outstanding Chef in the Country. She's going to be there on the 27th on the Dough Whisperers panel, along with Daniele Uditi from Pisana and Tony Gemignani from Slice House by Tony's and, of course, Tony's Pizza Napolitana in San Francisco. That's a pretty star-studded panel, in my opinion, in terms of pizza.
Steve, in anybody's opinion, if you know anything about the pizza game, those are names that are pretty prominent.
Yeah, but like even like on Sunday, we've got, you know, like I said, Justin from Apollonia's is going to be on a panel with Inez Glasser from Lupacota. And she does a lot of portable pizza catering events, and also going to have that moderated by Luca Servodio from the LA Pizza Podcast. Like really interesting folks in the pizza scene. You know, Karen Palmer just wrote a big piece about LA's pizza scene for SF Gate. She's moderating one of our panels. So I just people who are interested in learning more about pizza, you don't have to get into the weeds with everybody. You don't have to understand fermentation times and ratios. I mean, if you want to, you can, but you can pull back a little bit and say, you know, I just want something as opposed to buying store-bought pizza dough. How could I improve my pizza game at home? That's kind of what we want to be. We don't want to just be for the professionals. We want to be for pros and for amateurs.
Well, Steve, as you're saying, for all levels of pizza aficionados, there definitely is something for everyone. If you want to geek out, the opportunity is there. If you just want to enjoy artisan pizza, that's the opportunity too. But as you're suggesting, definitely come hungry because in addition to the pizzas, you also have salads. Tell us about the salad component because that's kind of a fun idea and definitely very LA.
Well, in terms of the menu, this is interesting. You know, one thing last year we had, each place had two flavors, and we found that was a problem because someone would get up in the front of the line and say, you know what, I'm going to wait here until the pepperoni comes out of the oven. I don't want the cheese. So this year we're going to have just one flavor per pizzeria, but each day, as I mentioned, 20 pizzerias, so you'll have 10 beef or pork, 9 without, and then one plain cheese slice. We think that's an important thing to show at a pizza event is one cheese slice. But then, like you mentioned, sides. So Ronin from the Fairfax District, great pizzeria. They're going to be there on Sunday in our collab lab for 2 hours. But on Saturday, they're going to bring their fantastic Caesar salad. Another great place, Shin's Pizza, which is a relatively new place there in, I can't think of the neighborhood right now. I'll think of it in a second. But they're going to do an arancini, kind of an Italian theme with a little bit of Korean theme, arancini. And it's going to have barbecue pork and furikake, which is that Japanese seasoning. They're in Cypress Park, by the way. So Shin's Pizza is going to be there with a cool side. And then desserts, very L.A., Sweet Rose Creamery from Santa Monica and Kin Rose Creamery from Pasadena. They do Middle Eastern sweets. Levan Bakery from Larchmont is going to do their incomparable chocolate chip cookies. Laid cookies from Culver City, those Hawaiian-inspired, Asian-inspired cookies that I fell in love with last year. They're coming back to show their cookies. So, again, all these things are included in the ticket price. And, again, very much an L.A. vibe to this. And here's the cool thing. We save you the hassle of driving around Southern California because, as you mentioned, I curate this myself. So we're talking from Bettina up in Santa Barbara down to Tribute in San Diego with points like in Corona, Fatlet Pizza. You know, how often have you been to Corona? That's a great little find, I think, that nobody's going to get to see unless they come to our event.
Well, you know, Steve, you're right. With all the driving distances, you know, even people that are pizza crazy, it's a little difficult to negotiate sometimes. And, you know, particularly when you talk about rush hour traffic, it's just not the distance. It's what the access is. And a lot of these places, too, are smaller. So even once you get there, unless you order in advance, you know, there can be waits. So this is definitely a great way to window shop. And then for your handful of favorites from either day of Pizza City Fest LA, you can go back on your own. So it's kind of like a calling card to a lot of these places also. Now, Steve, before we take our first break, one thing we haven't talked about in terms of what's on the bill of fare is beverages, because, you know, you go all out there too. I mean, again, Steve, knowing LA festivals as well as I do and having covered them and participated in them for a number of years, the $125 ticket price on this is so reasonable for what is offered just in terms of the food and the beverages. And then, you know, talk about the educational component, that definitely takes it to another level. So entice us on beverages, if you will.
So I know we've got Peroni for beer, and we're probably going to have another Anheuser-Busch product like Golden Road for beer. We're going to have cocktails. There's going to be vodka and tequila. They're going to make them cocktails. Can't think of the name of the brand right offhand. And then we're going to have wine, too. So someone just sent me a DM on our Pizza City Fest Instagram, and they're like, you know, I'm not a beer drinker, so what will there be there for me? I'm like, we'll have cocktails. We'll have wine. We'll have... we'll have spritzer. We'll have all kinds of things for folks. So no one's going to go thirsty, I promise. No one's going to go hungry. And I love to hear you say that $125 is reasonable. I mean, in Chicago last year, we got some pushback for a $95 ticket. In L.A., I think $125, so as you mentioned, everything that's included, I think is a great deal.
I know you're definitely a Chicago partisan, Steve, but I know the vox populi and Vox Populi in Chicago, they like to complain. So I kind of get a smile on my face when I hear that, you know, there was a little bit of a pushback to 95. I mean, what are they looking for?
I mean, again, considering the education component and the all-inclusive nature of the ticket, I think it's a good deal, especially in LA. And it's just, again, especially the fact that, you know, God, like Pizzeria Stay from Pico Robertson. I mean,
absolutely.
Hey, good luck getting in there.
Yes, you know, indeed.
He doesn't do any food festivals. So the fact that we've got him for 2 hours in our collab lab, or La Paralaccia from Long Beach, you know, beloved place in Long Beach. He's going to come. Michael Procaccini's going to come for 2 hours. I just see little Petromale, right? Steve Petromale does once a week on a Friday in a Venice church parking lot. You know, again, good luck going there on the specific time on a Friday in traffic to go to Venice. So
you
the
bet.
Fact that
now,
they're all going to be here, I think, is cool.
Steve, as we need to take the break, just really quickly, website one more time.
PizzaCityFest.com.
We are speaking with Steve Dolinsky, the founder of Pizza City Fest LA. We'll be back on the other side. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.